Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of March 2019. National Company Law Tribunal has allowed fresh bids for Ramtek Auto's distressed unit Castex Technologies, with the winning bidder Liberty House failing to pay 100 crores rupees as the performance bank guarantee for resolution plan. Supreme Court has observed that to add a person as additional accused under Section 319 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, stronger evidence is required than mere probability of complicity of that person. While terming acid attack an uncivilized and heartless crime, the Supreme Court has ordered two convicts to pay 1.5 lakh rupees each to the survivor, saying they deserve no leniency. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has given conditional approval to ArcelorMittal's 42,000 rupee crores resolution plan for SR Steel, subject to final order. While setting aside Uttarakhand High Court order, SC has ruled that High Court cannot frame a scheme for the government or direct it to frame one but only ask it to consider framing a particular scheme. SC, while refusing to interfere with an order restraining a woman from feeding birds from her balcony flat in a high-rise building in Mumbai, has observed that a person cannot feed birds from a flat's balcony, creating nuisance due to droppings and filth for other occupants in a residential society. Punjab and Haryana High Court, while upholding the plea of senior bureaucrat Ashok Khemkar, has expunged adverse remarks made by Haryana CM Manohar Lal Khuttar in the IAS officer's annual confidential appraisal report for 2016 to 2017. Delhi High Court has stayed the centre's move to ban online sale of cigarettes. Delhi High Court has stayed Central Information Commission order holding that electronic voting machines, EVMs, fall within the preview of RTI Act. Orissa High Court, while answering a reference arising out of conflicting judgments, held that expression sufficient grounds occurring in Order 23, Rule 1, B, of Code of Civil Procedure, CPC, in relation of withdrawal of suits is not restricted to formal defects only. Delhi High Court, while restraining Puro Salts from publishing advertisements in print and electronic media disparaging Tata Salts, has held that negative advertisements to the effect that another product is bad and unhealthy cannot be permitted. Delhi High Court has observed that forced and unannounced eviction of Jhuggi dwellers is contrary to law, and authorities should ensure that displaced people are immediately rehabilitated. Bombay High Court has extended the arbitration deadline till the 31st of December 2020 for settling the dispute between the National Stock Exchange, NSE, and the Singapore Exchange, SGX, over the trading of Nifty products. Bombay High Court has stayed criminal defamation case proceedings filed by Nasli Wadia against Ratan Tata and some other directors of Tata Sons till the 27th of March. A court in London has issued an arrest warrant for Nirav Modi based on India's request to extradite the fugitive diamond merchant.